not long arrived in Manchester, and interestingly, and not surprisingly, the conversation between the guy on the train, the two plainclothes police officers in the station, and the taxi driver that's brought me here to the Manchester Museum has all about been about the riots over the last couple of days, in particular the riots in Manchester. Manchester Piccadilly Station did seem to be quieter than normal, although more populated with people with curly wires hanging off their ears talking into their sleeves, which is understandable. I asked them whether or not I was going to have any problems getting back to Cambridge here tonight, and they said most likely the buses and the trams will be switched off if things kick off, but he says rain is due. Rioters don't tend to like rain, so everything should be okay. The trains ran as normal yesterday and should do the same today. Just make sure you can get back across town with minimum of fuss. Apart from the normal traffic, buses and such like, which you can probably hear going past me now, Manchester seems quieter. A lot fewer pedestrians, a lot fewer people out and about. The taxi driver who gave me a lift from the station to here was telling me this kind of reminded him of the 1980s, which he found really quite scary. The riots then, he said, were race riots. He said there seemed to be people rioting for a cause, he said. No matter what, how heinous the cause, they seem to be rioting for a cause. He says, I don't understand this. Nobody seems to be rioting for anything other than just to get free stuff. He said he saw a couple who were coming out of a building yesterday, and they had two very young kids with them, and the couple, as soon as they left the building, put on masks. He said, this is very, very strange and not normal behaviour. Where do people get these masks from, for starters? I said, did the little children they were with, because they were quite very young children, have masks? No, he says, not as far as he could tell. He put a lot of the problems in his mind down to cuts, but he said the people who are trying to use some kind of political angst as an excuse for doing all of this aren't articulate enough to actually express their political opinion, and he's sure are just going out and breaking the law because suddenly they can. And he's a little bit uncertain as to whether or not people will be using this time to just exploit certain freedoms that they wouldn't normally have. Freedom to break the law, freedom to loot and get free stuff. And he's wondering whether or not this is going to breed criminals. Will things ever be the same? I'm sure, and I hope they will, when things stabilise. He says it's difficult as well because Manchester is a lot of little villages. Same with Salford City. And these little areas used to have community spaces and police stations, and you don't see these anymore. These little police stations are being closed down, and he says, where do the people go? You've got a number to call, and if you don't expect anybody to come, why would you bother calling it? So everything just escalates because a lot of the crime isn't actually being reported. So kind of an interesting take, as ever, from taxi drivers that always seem to be the most clued up. He drove around, and although nothing is visible to me coming from the station to here, he was saying that a few cash points had obviously been torn out of the walls, and Jessup's and Sainsbury's and a few places had been trashed, and another shop had been burnt, and it was visible, but he said it was very isolated. Manchester is a big city, he said, and these little pockets, he says, didn't worry him as much as the gangs and the people actually wandering the streets at night. And he just hopes it's all over, as a lot of us do, as soon as possible. So Manchester, to me, looks bright, looks clean, looks like the people that are out and about are carrying on as normal, which is good and should be encouraged. And I'm looking forward to a day's work. Incidentally, it's with Creative Tourist, and I'm hoping that myself and Katie Moffat will be able to collect some positive and interesting stories about what people like to do in a city like Manchester on their time off, on their weekends, on their downtime. I'm hoping that the recent riots are not going to be too much at the forefront of people's minds, that they can't think positively to the future. We'll see how it goes. But you know, coming out of my little village and being saturated with the news for the past 2 days, I didn't know what to expect when I got to Manchester. And it's business as usual as far as I can see.